When you're number dissociated, it can be really helpful to dramatize the emotion that you're not feeling. Now, I know this sounds maybe a little counterintuitive, but like, hang with me here. There are a few steps to this. So even if you can't feel or name an emotion, you probably know deep down what's behind your numbness. If an observer of your life were to guess, what might they say instigated it? You don't have to force an answer. Like, forcing it pushes us down into the dorsal vagal response. But a guess might be helpful for this next step. So, for example, if someone close to you recently passed away and you're feeling numb, let's guess that under the numbness, you're feeling grief or anger around that. So now imagine how someone who lost a loved one would feel and describe that in writing. And I do mean like describe. Like, don't just say this person would feel sad. Write it like a character scene. Describe the sobs, the inability to speak, the stomach ache, squeezing the eyes, hugging a pillow, so on, so on. You could watch a video or read a story of someone going through the same kind of trauma that you've been through. Okay, so this last part, like that I just described, might sound so awkward that you don't want to try it. But if you feel safe enough and resourced enough, like, I do encourage you to try to act out those emotions you imagined. You could yell or shake or fake some crying. You could pretend you're an actor on stage feeling a character's emotions and then act them out.